And I love Daddy. I mean, I loved him with all my heart. He was always good to me. And he had children by his first marriage. He had four boys, and five boys. He had five boys. All of them were grown except one.
So you have five stepbrothers?
Mm-hmm. And all of them were grown except one, and he was a teenager, the youngest boy was. And he stayed, lived with us till he was 18, then he got married. But all of Daddy's other boys were either married or in service or something. They didn't live at home, nobody but the younger boys. So I had Mom and Daddy to myself most of the time, which pleased me very well. I got all the attention from both of them, and I liked that.
Didn't have to eat the worst part of the chicken there?
No, sir. I got the best of all. My daddy, he seen that I got the best of everything. Anything that he had, I got it. He was good to me. He was a good dad. I don't even like to refer to him as a stepdaddy because he was my daddy. He treated me good. He took care of me. And I think he was a lot better to me than a lot of real parents, the fathers are to their children. But we lived in the country. After Mom and him come got me, we lived. Daddy worked at different sawmills. That's where they take trees and cut lumber, make lumber out of them. And we always lived way out in the country. And we moved a lot because back then I didn't realize it, but I guess Daddy moved to be closer to where they were cutting the woods, you know, the woods that they worked in, because he'd have to leave before daylight and he didn't get home till dark. You know, he worked hard, and I mean, like I say, I thought everybody lived like that. I mean, you know, it was just when you live way out in the country back then. Of course, now country is thicker communities, but back then you were miles from anybody else. I mean, it's just your family, you and your family. That's all we were. And I had to walk most of the time. 3 or 4 miles to catch the school bus every morning, because we live way out in the, as they used to say, the sticks, boy. We live way out there, and we didn't have no new wagon. We didn't have no nothing, no way to get around. We walked wherever we went. And I know when we lived down at Winterburg, I went to Winterburg School. I think I was in the fourth grade then. And we lived way down below Winterburg there, way down in the country. And on Saturdays, we would walk from home to the store. I think it's been rebuilt now, but the store is still there at Winterburg. There's still a store there at Winterburg. That's where Daddy bought groceries. when we lived at Winterburg. And we would walk from home, and they would order groceries, and they would put the groceries in the tote sack for Daddy to tote. He had to tote the groceries. Him and Mama had to tote the groceries back home. And I know in the summertime it would be so hot, and Daddy'd have a load on his back, and I'd get hot, and I'd want to sit down and rest a while on the side of the road. Now, I'd find me a shade, and I'd sit down. A lot of times, Daddy'd have to threaten to whoop me to make me come on, because, man, I was hot. You didn't have no water to drink, and you had to wait until you got home, and I'd just sit down a while. He'd tell me, "Gal, if you don't get up and come on here, I'm going to get me a switch." But he never did whip me. He just said, he didn't whip me. But I believed he'd whip me, but he didn't whip me. But like I say, we lived out in the country, and that's the type of work Daddy did. As long as we lived out in the country, and then, I think I was in the fifth or sixth grade, somewhere in there. We moved to town. Boy, we got big shots. We moved to town. Daddy went to work in Texas. Boy, we thought we was moving on up then. But even when we moved to town, Mama never gave her cow up. She kept a cow.
You had a cow in City Limits.
Mm-hmm. We lived down on West and South Street, and here in Talladega, and there was a Mr. Hammond's building. Nowadays it's a dumping ground for trees and things, but Mr. Hammond's had a good bit of land back that way, and he rented Mom and them pasture, you know, let the cow graze in his pasture every day. But we kept a cow for years and years and years and years. Finally, Mama sold it, but
she used the cow for them, just milk and
Butter.
Milk and butter.
Mm-hmm.
Did you churn your own butter?
Mama did.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how to do that?
Yeah, you take and let you put your milk in a what they call a churn, and you let it. If you ever had sweet milk, you know the clabber. Sour like, and then you just take this old stick with a four prongs on it, and it's got a lid on the churn. You just sit there and push it up and down, up and down, and up and down until you get butter.
How long does that take?
Long time. I used to have to do it. I hated the churn because I was a type kid, didn't like to sit still. You would have to sit, seem like an hour or more to churn that old milk, make that butter. It was good eating, but mercy, it was boring to do. But finally, she got rid of that old cow, and we...
Were you glad to see it go?
I guess so. I mean, other than when she made me churn, I didn't have anything to do with that old cow. He said big butter and drank milk. I guess I was spoiled. I think I was spoiled more than a lot of children were. And then one of Daddy's boys came home. That was during World War II, And that's when we had moved to town, moved over on West South Street. And he had met a lady when he was on furlough. And I think they went together 3 or 4 times. And they got married. And he met her, he went into, I think the cafe is still here in town somewhere, Beck's Cafe. And Hazel, that was her name, not my sister Hazel, but this is another Hazel. And he went in there to get something to eat, and he met her, and he told her, he said, I'm gonna marry you. And he did. And they had a real happy marriage. I mean, they really did. And then she had children by her first husband. So that gave me somebody to play with on the weekends. On Friday evenings when I'd come in from school, Mom and Daddy would be ordered groceries, and they'd have me canning grapes, apples, oranges, you know, all this stuff in a bag. Well, I came in from school, grabbed that bag, and to Hazel's I went, you know, because I had those kids I could play with. I hadn't been having no kids to play with. And I enjoyed her children. I mean, we always had a ball, and she was good to me. Of course, during the war, we had rice. They had, you know, right, I think they had coupon books. And you got so much coffee a month, so much lard a month. They used lard back then. Now they use shortening and oil and all this, but back then you just used plain old lard. And different things. That's all you got. If you used it up, you didn't get no more till the next month. I mean, as like when you lived out on the farm, if you didn't have it, you didn't have it. And that's the way it was during World War II. You used it up, you didn't get no more. So the next month.
So the war really made it hard on finding the
kids. It made it hard on the people. I mean, I know the boys in service had it hard, but it was hard on the people back here too, because and people that had cars, they couldn't get so many tires a year, and gas was rising, and you know, so people had it hard back home, but they said they were doing it to where they would have all this stuff to, you know, send overseas to, or in the States where the boys were at. And he had 3 sons in World War II, and that was hard on him. Any parent that has a child that's in combat, you know, it's bad on them. But he had 3 sons in it. But thank God they all come back home safe, and they wasn't wounded or anything, so they came through it good. And then when my husband came home from service, we've been out about a year, I guess, and we got married.